It's a Monday morning, and I'm here, and it's the news, according to me. Well, good morning. It is Monday. It's still morning, and I have to sneeze. I am on my computer. I'm on my laptop, actually, traveling, which is why I had to sneeze without the normal button that I would normally use for sneezing. I have a sneeze button normally when I'm at my home studio or the world headquarters studio. I don't know why my voice is a little bit out of sorts this morning. I'm not sure why. I did spend the weekend, couple nights on the boat. That has nothing to do with it. I think the fact that I got up extremely early this morning. I got up about 4:15 this morning a.m. Eastern time, so I could do this show. No, just so I could make it to Atlanta. I actually went to Atlanta this morning. I'm already in Atlanta. I already checked into my room, and it's only it's not even 10 o'clock in the morning yet. On August 15th, 2022, got some busy work to do down here for the next few days. Probably not gonna get home until late Wednesday. However, right now I'm here. I'll be working late tonight, fairly early tomorrow morning, and then again late on Wednesday. So the chances of me getting a show in tomorrow morning are a little bit slim. However, I plan to do at least a short show, and then and then Wednesday morning, of course, there will be a show Wednesday morning. However, at least that's the plan, and then the rest of the week, of course, Thursday and Friday, of course. That'd be the normal show, show times. Just to fill you guys all in, there's some interesting stuff that happened. Last week, I was watching a thing, Lawrence O'Donnell. I don't know if any of you know who Lawrence O'Donnell is. I thought the guy, he ranks right up there with, who's the other guy? That got booted off of CNN and had started a little thing in his basement. And that was even before it was cool to do that when COVID hit. But this was before COVID. This other guy, can't think of his name. It's not worth even noting. Lawrence O'Donnell is pretty much rivals this guy in terms of his ridiculous, just incredulous. I don't know what to call him. He tries to be a Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow as well, you know, moves from one conspiracy to the next, and never any accountability for what she does. Nothing. She make a big deal out of, you know, clickbait. Kind of, it's all about. And now she's got a decent personality for what she does. You know, as far as interviewing and that kind of thing, but she is extremely off the rails. Typical, you know, TDS thing. Just the whole issue of being deranged. Now, this morning, I don't understand what's going on here with Fox News. All they're talking about is Afghanistan. Now, I think it was a year ago today, I believe, that the Afghanistan debacle happened, the major event that happened there. I believe that they're playing this up to get people to remember it for the upcoming election. The big push from the GOP and the establishment right now is going to be to try to get their establishment people back into power. And that by doing that, they generally, what they're trying to do at this point is they're just trying to get all of the bad things that Biden has done. In other words, just, we're not him. Vote for us, we're not him. You know, vote for the only alternative. You know, do you jump out of the plane without a parachute or with a questionable parachute, or you just stay with the plane that's crashing? It's kind of thing. So right now they're just, try this parachute on, see how it fits. It's your only other option. It's kind of thing. So they're talking about everything else but the raid now. Of course, that's what just is aggravating about this whole thing. Now, Lawrence O'Donnell came up with this little show he did last week. And I believe this was, I'm going to try to figure out, I think this was, it says 2 days ago. I think it was actually Friday, I believe, which I'm not sure I would call that 3 days, but Excuse me while I have to answer this text. There we go. All right. This kind of epitomizes the typical stereotypical way that the left operates with regard to their stories. I'll set this up a little bit. Lawrence was talking about my cup, and he said that he was wondering what was in my cup, and I said it's sweet tea. And it's Atlanta. I already got sweet tea from Atlanta. I went down to my little favorite breakfast spot here and got myself some sweet. They gave me sweet tea to go. That's why they're my favorite, by the way. That's why I give them a 50% tip. As I was walking out the door, I was getting ready to pay my bill, and as I was paying my bill there at the counter, the server walked up and said, "Would you like a sweet tea to go?" I said, "Well, who wouldn't want a sweet tea to go? And you just earned yourself a better tip." So right now I have Atlanta, Georgia sweet tea, Southern sweet tea here. Really sweet. And that's what I've got in my cup this morning, just to get that out of the way. Lawrence O'Donnell, he has this, he goes about this whole thing. Now, this is the way they play this stuff. And they don't understand. He's going after this. There's this guy who apparently tweeted out, "Tomorrow we go to war," kind of thing. I think that's what was said. And he's making this big deal out that Trump doesn't have any support. Everybody hates Trump. So this is, in his mind, he wants to create this narrative. But I'm going to contest that a little bit. So Lawrence is trying his best to make it sound like nobody cares about Donald Trump anymore. Nobody cares. And he talks about this letter that he got for campaign fundraising and what this all means. So let's go through this a little bit. And just, it's kind of a long recording. I think it's almost 5 minutes long. So bear with me while we play through this. I wish I could play a little faster. I should have recorded it. I think I actually did speed up the recording at some point, maybe while it was being recorded. I'm not sure. But we're going to play it here. And you go ahead and listen, see what you think about Lawrence O'Donnell's take on this whole thing.
On my email, I just got an email from Donald Trump. It's from Donald J. Trump. It says it is from the official email account of Donald Trump.
Sure it is.
It says, Lawrence, directed to me, Mar-a-Lago was raided. In fact, take a look at this email. We can put it up on the screen for you. We just got it. It says, Mar-a-Lago was raided. The radical left is corrupt. We must return the power to the people. Please rush in a donation immediately to publicly stand with me against this never-ending witch hunt. And has my name there. It even suggests a donation. He thinks I'm good for $45. That's what his email list managers tell him. And there's a deadline. Deadline for my contribution of $45 is immediately. Immediately. I gotta drop everything and contribute. I gotta say, I've received a bunch of these Trump fundraising emails over the years at one of my many email addresses. That is the shortest one. That is the shortest, simplest one. My house got raided. Send me money. And once again, Donald Trump makes American political history, presidential history, with that email. An email about my house got raided by the FBI. So please give me a political contribution. No one's ever done that before. That is pure Donald Trump. Well, nothing happened today.
I just want to butt in here right now, if you don't mind, and just talk about this for a second and how ridiculous this whole thing is, this whole scenario is. Now, there are scams out there. Every time something happens in the news, you will get something from the person involved every stinking time. At least I do. If you have your email address, and I have some junk email addresses out there just for this kind of stuff, I'll pass my stuff out when I have to sign up for something. You'll get something. Your name is on a list. Your email is on a list someplace for fundraisers. And what ends up happening is, let's say it's Kyle, the guy who was a kid that was in Wisconsin, who took up a gun and crossed state lines and went down to go hunting for people. When that happened with him, Kyle Rittenhouse, whatever his name is. All of a sudden, I started getting letters from Kyle's mom, from Kyle's lawyer, from the organizations around Kyle, everything about Kyle. They all wanted money. Now, people fall for this stuff. If you don't physically go to a particular site that you know is validated that it is a site for that particular thing, like the GOP or for Trump fundraising or whatever it is, if you go to, if you just click on the, I wish Lawrence would just click on the link and give, you know, give some, give his $45 and then find out that it didn't actually go to Trump at all. Because these are scam artists. They look at the news, they come up with a narrative, much like a certain political party, I won't talk about who it is, does this kind of stuff all the time. Now, I got emails from Hillary. I get emails from Liz Cheney saying we got to fight the Trump supporters. Why do I get that? Why do I get stuff from the Democrat Party to fund whatever? I've gotten emails from Hillary Clinton, just like he's talking about there, that they've told me that I have to give money or Hillary to fight for Hillary's legal fund. So, yes, Lawrence, people have done that. Now, people keep comparing what Hillary did with her servers to what Trump has done with this data that he's the information, the paperwork, what all over, you know, these boxes of records that he has. Now, first of all, if you think this is the visual, the optic that they want you to develop in your mind is that Trump is downstairs in the White House, and he's going through all these boxes of papers. He's got nothing else to do. He's going through these boxes and boxes of papers. He's throwing papers into boxes. And he's trying to suck up all the information and try to hold all this. Got nuclear secrets. Got the codes. He's got all the secret codes. By the way, those codes change all the time. And it doesn't matter. You don't just walk off with the codes. You don't have the football. Their ignorance on this whole thing is absolutely amazing to me. So they have this. Well, he's got nuclear secrets. Now, okay, first of all, and then he was flushing papers down the toilet on his way out the door. No, that just doesn't happen. Okay, this is all the same kind of baloney we heard for 4 years about Trump hiring whatever in Russia and the whole crazy thing. It's just it's the same people making up the same stories. Okay, it's think about that whole debacle and what happened there. This is the same thing. They've never given up on this. So the picture that they want you to have is that Trump is doing all this on his way out the door. He's just throwing a temper tantrum. That's what he does. He throws temper tantrums. He throws food up against the wall. All right, so what we have is this idea that supposedly, now Lawrence got an email from the Donald Trump political campaign, and he's asking for a donation to fight off this raid thing. Well, if Lawrence, now see, I don't believe that Lawrence is stupid enough to believe this actually came from Donald Trump, and that money that they're asking for actually goes to his fighting his legal fund or whatever he's doing. If Lawrence believes that, then he's even much stupider than I really should be. I shouldn't give him that much credit. I don't know. Maybe, if he really is that dumb, then he's got other problems. He's got other issues. But he believes you're that dumb. That's the problem here. He believes you're the dumb one, and he can fool you with this. Let's continue on with this and see where else he goes. He goes on for quite a while. This is only about a tenth of the way through here.
Donald Trump broke the news last night about the FBI raid on his Florida home in the desperate hope that it would provoke coast-to-coast outrage by Trump supporters, a national uprising by Trump supporters, but nothing happened. There was no uprising. Social media last night, one empty-headed Trump supporter got a lot of attention with a tweet to his 1.9 million followers on Twitter saying, "Tomorrow is war, sleep well."
Now, think about that. Tomorrow is war, sleep well. He's not talking about taking up arms. That's what they would want you. That's what they want to have happen here, folks. Oh, they're chomping at the bit. Because this, I guarantee you, this DOJ would crush any kind of little group at all that rises up to try to do anything right now. They will take absolute advantage of that. They will use it as an excuse to come after all of us. And of course, they will get sympathy from people. And they want to be associated with this group of this militia group that springs up from wherever. And I've got to tell you, right now, we are in a civil war right now. The country is split. But it's an informational war, and that's the kind of war he was talking about. And we're talking about acting on our... The only action we're going to take is at the polls in November. That's what he's talking about. But these people, they want to see armed conflict. They want to see some kind of uprising, because that gives the government the excuse to crack down on all of us. But I hope, you know, I pray it's not going to happen. But we are in a war right now. But they can't understand, they don't understand the figurative meaning of that at all.
They are still sleeping. The 1.9 million Twitter followers who may have seen that tweet slept very, very well. And none of them, not one of them, went to war today, including the guy who wrote the tweet. Outside Donald Trump's home in Florida, there were more members of the news media today than Trump supporters. A couple of dozen Trump supporters showed up throughout the course of the day. None of them were ready for war, but they did enjoy talking on TV.
Yeah, well, we came out to support Trump. I mean, we think it's awful what happened yesterday. We think it's abuse of power.
Guys,
let's
not going to war for Donald Trump. Justin's not going to war for Donald Trump. Oh,
he's not going to war for Donald Trump. Nobody said we were going to war for Donald Trump. We will go to war to maintain our liberty and our country and the rule of law. Things that should be being upheld by the current administration, by the current law enforcement officers, the Federal Bureau of Investigation should be upholding these things, and they're not. They are lacking. They are falling short. They are... We talk about dereliction of duty. This is absolutely insane. And what's the point he's trying to make here? Well, look, all these Trump supporters didn't do anything. They're not doing anything. They're not rising up. They're not doing it. No, Lawrence, you see, they're not BLM. They're not Antifa. They are normal individuals, normal human beings who want to settle things peacefully at the polls. You get them confused with, maybe the only language you understand is rioting. And that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen yet.
The flag for a while. That's about it. The Washington Post interviewed Trump supporters outside of Mar-a-Lago today, and they found one woman who traveled all of 5 miles from her home to wave an American flag near Donald Trump's home. Remember now, here is some numerical perspective to what you're seeing on that little bridge near Mar-a-Lago. There are 5.6 million Trump voters just in the state of Florida. Millions of them live within an hour's drive of Mar-a-Lago. And all of them, virtually all of them, stayed home today. Did nothing. 5.6 million Trump voters in Florida did absolutely nothing after Donald Trump's home was searched by FBI agents in plain clothes yesterday who obtained the search warrant from a Florida federal judge. America was not torn apart by that search warrant, as right-wing social media would want you to believe and as the Fox propaganda channel would want you to believe. There is no outrage. There is no uprising. If you take the TV cameras away, there will be zero Trump supporters outside of Mar-a-Lago. 74 million Trump voters today did absolutely nothing in response to the FBI search of Donald Trump's home. 74 million Trump voters in this country, and they did nothing. Social media and the news media will continue to distort the public reaction to the federal investigation of Donald Trump by amplifying wildly tweets from people who don't mean a single word they say, and by sticking microphones and cameras in the faces of the microscopically tiny group of individuals who have raced to the TV news cameras in Mar-a-Lago. And the news media will steadfastly ignore the 5.6 million Trump voters in Florida who are staying home and doing nothing, and the 74 million Trump voters in this country who are staying home and doing nothing about the raid on Donald Trump's home. Donald Trump, who measures his very self-worth by the size of his crowds, has to be crushed by the, in effect, zero turnout of a crowd anywhere, a crowd in public support of him. That is not a crowd that those TV cameras are aiming at down at Mar-a-Lago. There is plenty of room between each one of those individuals who has traveled apparently a very short distance to be there.
Lawrence is confusing these Trump supporters with people he's familiar with on their side, who would be rioting and throwing fits and breaking windows and starting dumpster fires. You see, there is a crowd. There are millions of people who are going to vote in November. And I guarantee you, this is going to be... He's trying to make it sound like, see, there's no enthusiasm for Trump now. Nobody wants to vote for Trump anymore. Trump's a long gone. He's a has-been. He's a washed-up guy. Now, join the crowd. You know, just don't be a part of the loser group. That's what they're trying to tell you. That's what he's trying to pretend is happening. Because if he says that, he thinks it's going to be so. That's what's happening here. See, the difference is, we know. Normal, sane, logical people understand that protests rarely do anything. First of all, those millions of people are probably working. Because that's what we do. We go to work. And when it makes a difference, we show up at the polls. That's what ends up happening. We don't just go out and wave signs around. Just talk about most disingenuous. And, well, as I've said before, there's no end to the hypocrisy on the left. They're the ones who will get 20 people together in a little square, get a camera in the middle of them, and make it look like there's hordes of people, thousands of people there. That's their tactic. He's pretending like, oh, look, see, there's nobody there. Nobody there. So pretending like there's nobody there. That's what he's doing.
No crowd at all. Zero crowd. Nowhere in America is there a crowd today or tonight for Donald Trump. Donald Trump appears to have
there's a crowd.
The support of people like the leader of the Republicans in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy. But that is obviously just political posturing that, when quoted by the news media, simply turns the news media into a conduit of Republican lies. But those Republican office holders do enjoy talking on TV about their support for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is probably, can't prove this, there's no journalistic proof of this, but he's probably as terrified tonight as anyone else whose home has ever been searched by, as Donald Trump described it, a large group of FBI agents. But what American journalism produces is a quote from an unnamed aide to Donald Trump that Donald Trump believes he will be politically helped by the FBI raid. Now, that is the news media quoting an unnamed liar about a known liar. Everyone who works for Donald Trump lies. So every time a Trump aide, named or unnamed, is quoted, a liar is being quoted by the news media. And when that Trump aide is telling you what Donald Trump thinks, that is a liar telling you what a liar thinks. It has zero journalistic value. The best approach to this story of the Trump search warrant is to ignore the political bombast of the Kevin McCarthys and absolutely ignore the empty threats and boasts of social media. Social media is a mirage to begin with, but right-wing social media, that is a complete nut house of madness and emptiness. Ignore all of that and notice that 5.6 million Trump voters in Florida have not done a single thing because of the FBI search of Donald Trump's.
Okay, I've had enough of him. this is where he's at. Nobody showed up, so nobody cares. So all these liars are lying. All you get from the right is lies. If Trump says that, he's a liar. If it's a Trump supporter, they're a liar. Anybody that worked in the cabinet's a liar. You see where this is going, right? Everybody's just lying. And it's an absolute... It just absolutely amazes me. Because of the way... There's no self-awareness here whatsoever. Obviously, this is, as I've talked about before, when you look back at the last 5-6 years, more than six years of what they've done to Trump over the last 6 years, every day calling him a liar. Oh, he's lied. He lied 10,000 times today. You see, a lie is saying something that you know isn't true. That's a liar. When you believe something, or maybe you have some kind of evidence, and you say something, and someone else disagrees with you, that's not a lie. And the person who has a different perspective or a different take on something is not lying. There's just a disagreement. Disagreements are different than lying. And the left has no differentiation between the two. It's amazing to me sometimes the way that they act in this regard. Well, we disagree with you, so you're lying. You're lying, you're lying, you're lying. You're a liar, you're lying. You're a lying liar who lies. And they themselves become the liar in this situation. Because they know that what they're saying, they make this stuff up in room. They get together in rooms and they war room this stuff. That's why Tubin got in trouble. They were war rooming a scenario of the election in the 2020. This is before 2020 election. He was on, they were doing this video call thing, and he didn't think he was on camera. So he was doing what he does. And, he's back on the air again. Of course. If that would have been a Republican, you'd never seen him again. You'd never hear from him again. That's just the way that was going to have been. So, this is where we're at with this kind of stuff. They misinterpret things. And sadly, this is to their detriment in this particular case. They can go ahead and believe that nobody's going to support Trump if they want to. And here again, this is the whole thing of, well, then why do they care whether or not he runs again? Why do they care whether or not he becomes the nominee if he's so unpopular? Why do they care?
Oh, because we care about democracy. We care about the country.
Well, if he runs, you're going to win. So that doesn't that mean that the democracy's saved if the Democrat Party wins? Democracy's at stake in this election. Really, democracy's at stake. Well, they always say our democracy. They mean their democracy. The democracy that they own. Not our democracy. They never say it that way. They say when they say it that way, they don't mean the collective country's democracy. We the people. They mean we the leaders are going to lose power. We're going to lose our democracy. How can you, through a democratic process of an election, lose democracy? The democratic process itself is not the loss of democracy. It's who you elect in those positions that will lose democracy. And I'm not seeing anything from the left that tells me that they're not the fascists. They are the ones who want to control speech. They're calling for more censorship from Facebook and YouTube and Google. They want more, not less. That's the only reason they're mad at people like Zuckerberg and the like. So think about that. Who is the party of fascism here? They would like to paint the Republican Party as the party of, when they say right-wing, alt-right-wing, radical right-wing, what they mean is white supremacists, white nationalists, and now the term has become Christian nationalists, racists, oppressive fascists. Those are the terms that they want to associate with the right, which is so unreal because if you interview anybody from the Ku Klux Klan and you ask them what they believe on a social policy level, everything that they believe is basically what the Democrats are proposing right now. They are radical left-wing leftists, collectivists. They're more in line with that than anything else. But this is the narrative they've been successfully painting, mostly because of the media's help. They dumb us down in the school, the public school system, and then they go further on with college, and it becomes more and more of a, well, painted picture that's not true. Folks, I want to thank you for listening this morning. Thank you for bearing with me. Got a long week ahead of us. There's probably more news to come in terms of what happens and what happens with this whole raid thing. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Take care. God bless. Pray for our nation. Pray for each other. Have a great day. Have a great week.